group of blind men were told that a strange animal would be passing through the town. The animal? An elephant. But you see, none of the men had ever heard of such a creature and decided to check it out the only way they knew how, by touch. Groping about, the first man said to the others while holding its trunk, "Well, the elephant is just like a thick snake." The second man disagreed as he was wrapped around a leg. "It's like a tree trunk." The third one, it was fanned by the elephant's ear and claimed, "What are you talking about? It's like a big fan." The blind man hanging under the tusk said, "You guys are crazy. Nonsense. The elephant is like a hard, smooth spear." The man holding onto the tail yelled out, "It's a rope." The men began quarreling about their find, each calling the other crazy and misinformed. But in truth, they only saw what they saw, a part of the whole. Proverbs 2:11 implores us to let understanding guard our hearts. Each man knew that he was right and the others were wrong. After all, the one hanging under the elephant's leg couldn't possibly see that it was like a fan. I mean, come on. And of course, your friend or your spouse or your boss or your child cannot possibly be right because it goes against what you see or believe. This week, do something. Remember, you can't see what the other guy sees, and he cannot see what you see. No one has your perspective because that perspective comes from your unique upbringing, your exclusive circumstances, your interpretations and your biases, and the pain and the turmoil from your journey. Now, this elephant story, it won't solve any world problems, but it will shield you from that nasty critter called judgment. Being free from your own gavel guarantees clearer vision, better decisions, and happier friendships. And you can hang your hat on that one. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.